Well, the Housing Education Department's online system is now live with parents booking places for their children for the 2020 academic year. The system officially went live at 8 o'clock this morning. The process was delayed for about a week after some organizations threatened to take the Education Department to court over its amended admissions regulations. On the line is Housing Education MEC Panyaza Lesufi. Good afternoon, MEC. Welcome to the XG Show.
Good afternoon, are you well?
Not too bad. The big question is, are you well? Has it been smooth sailing so far?
So far, so good. We've just broke the 300,000 mark. We received 300,000 applications. It's a record-breaking mark. Last year, by this time, we were sitting around 147,000. So we've doubled that number. It shows commitment of parents to choose the best schools for their children. It also shows commitment from stakeholders to ensure that the system works very well. So we're quite thrilled that we're already on the 300,000 mark.
Yeah. Some parents say they tried a few times to get into the site, but they did ultimately get in. They were successful. How do you cope with this type of volume? I know in the past you guys struggled a little bit. This time around it seems better.
Well, you'll recall that those parents that are struggling, they'll struggle mainly on the issue of home or work address, because we made last-minute changes due to the agreement that we had with the SGB associations and also some of the schools that needed to reflect language. So, but our technicians sorted out the problem, and where we are now, I think every parent can just apply where they want to apply.
Yeah. When is the deadline? Just so to be very clear about this, because many parents, you know, us South Africans, we leave things to the last minute.
The best thing of leaving things to the last minute is that some of our best schools just check GP High. GP High can at most take 400 applications. As I'm speaking to you now, they're sitting around 4,500. So if you leave it to the last minute, definitely you find yourself in trouble getting a good school. So the closing date is the 22nd of next month. But hopefully by that time, I think the schools will be full by then.
So if you miss the 22nd of next month, what happens if you haven't got your act together?
Well, we'll then reopen the system maybe at the beginning of next year. But with that process, it means that you don't have a choice to choose a school. Will present you a school that is have available spaces. So you forfeit your right to choose. We'll just impose a school to you.
So MEC, this time around, is totally different, isn't it? I mean, in other words, somebody who's living in Soweto can maybe apply to go to a school in Hyde Park. It's very interesting, isn't it?
It is. And it's something that ensures that we share the poverty of the province, we share the privileges of the province, because you can't confine one community to poverty and confine us to privileges. So all the privileges in poverty must be shared by all of us. And we're quite serious that parents can choose whatever area that they want to take their children.
So what does this mean for, say, Afrikaans-only schools? I have to ask the question. I mean, there are going to be questions about this. Will languages be protected?
Well, people that need to be taught through their own language, they're welcome to do so. Afrikaans is not under threat. The only time that will be under threat is when people believe that the school on its own can only take Afrikaans-speaking children. We really believe that if the school is full and fully utilized, there's nothing wrong. But if the school is not utilized fully, we need to open other classes to other languages. But also, the demographics around those schools have changed. So there are new developments, there are new areas around those schools. So therefore, those communities need to be accommodated at those schools.